tell me about your background.
I was born in 1962. White mother, black father. My mother was of European descent. Her mother being English, her father Welsh. And my father was Guyanese from South America. He had a very mixed upbringing, but that's where he says he comes from, although there is Mauritian in him as well, and also Bayesian. I'm the oldest of three girls. I have two sisters. At the time of my diagnosis, or just before diagnosis, my younger sister was diagnosed with tuberculosis. I was actually hospitalised for 3 years. So it was very much myself and my younger sister who were in the house. And it was very strange when she came home. I remember that much.
What was it like being brought up with two different cultures?
Wasn't really aware of it as a young child. My father dominated the family and the household. Being black or white never came into it at all. We lived very much by dad's rules. He was very strict. He came from a Muslim background, although he wasn't a practicing Muslim as such. But we all had to adhere to the rules that dad set, and my mother included, and woe betide anybody who broke them. My grandparents and aunts and uncles used to come round, all of whom were white, but at that time I either wasn't able or didn't choose to make a distinction. They were just family, basically. I think my mom had a hard time adapting, because obviously coming from a working class English background, to a man who had very high standards and was a single man, but brought the Caribbean with him, she had to adapt her way of cleaning, of cooking, of presenting food, of looking after us. And I think it was very difficult for her. As children, we just sort of kept our heads down and got on with it. You were seen and not heard. And he was very much a disciplinarian. So there was, in retrospect, I would say an unhealthy amount of fear that kept us at bay.
You say that the grandparents and relatives who came round were white. Were there any Muslim relatives on your father's side?
When my parents were together, my father only has, and still only has, an uncle who lives in West Bromwich with his wife. And we would go and see them every week on a Saturday morning. His wife was a midwife and very high up in midwifery, apparently. And her husband was, and still is, a jazz pianist. Plays for a band who's sort of quite famous. There weren't any rigid religious procedures or prayers or anything. In fact, God wasn't mentioned very much in our house until it was deemed necessary for discipline or for as a way to sort of press a point. But other than that, it wasn't really used. Only when Dad felt he needed to press a point or to win a point did he bring God into it.